Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock, 11 a.m. Eastern. Here's the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. Right now, 50 miles east-southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Still 110-mile-an-hour winds moving north-northeast at 7 miles an hour. And the pressure, 958 millibars. Getting some reports of definitely getting some of those wind gusts. And getting a lot of those even outside the center. We usually think about the highest winds right there in the center. And that's where we have the measurements of the 110. But you also get incredible wind gusts in some of these rain bands stretching way out from the center up in portions even into North Carolina, where we've had tornado warnings being issued all morning and continuing now. So in these rain bands, really pay attention to those. Just gusty winds, tornadoes, heavy rain, tropical downpours, and get some flooding real quick of some of the roadways up there. So large storms just moving ever so slowly towards the northeast, and eventually just kind of going right along the coast, as we can see really well in the actual forecast itself. So here was 8 this morning. Moving with time, this is 2 a.m. Friday, right on the coast of North Carolina. 2 p.m. on Friday, so we're going to be looking at this storm throughout the day today, tonight, and then Friday afternoon moving off the Outer Banks. So as a result, the big change for this forecast advisory is tropical storm warnings extended up into portions of Virginia northward. It's a large storm, and you get close enough where you can see some of those winds. We always remember it's not just the center, but the hurricane force winds stretching out 60 miles just get a lot of wind. So some of the other impacts, just a dangerous situation when it comes to rainfall. A hurricane can produce just copious amounts of rain. Anywhere in this pink area here from North Carolina down to South Carolina, that's a high risk of flash flooding. It's the highest value that we can give these things. More detail into that flash flooding. Look at some of these values. 10 to 15 inches right there on the coast in that high risk area, and even 6 to 10 stretching well inland, and that just can produce flash flooding. And this is through South Carolina, North Carolina, even portions of Virginia. So very dangerous when it comes to that flooding. And the other part of this that we always have to remember is the storm surge. And we're looking at values here, significant values. I mean, these numbers here that we're talking about, 5 to 8 feet in portions of the upper coast of South Carolina. Then we get to North Carolina, 4 to 7, not just right there on the Barrier Islands, but inland as well. And those values, that's over the ground. That's right up your pant leg. So that's inundation. That's what makes it so incredibly dangerous. So you got to be careful between the rain and the storm surge. You always got to remember, don't drive your car where water covers the road. Very dangerous. You always remember, turn around, don't drown. Some of these, the water levels come up early. And remember, sometimes when the winds shift on the sound side, you can get the water even after the center passes by. So that's the latest update on Hurricane Dorian. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.